Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. In today's episode, Ryan and I are going to overreact to the first week of the MLB season. We're going to talk about different things like the Rays, the Phillies, the Rangers, a bunch of other teams, and decide whether the reactions are overreactions or not overreactions.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. I'm Ron Donahue, joined today by my indubitably delightful host. Oh, jeez, I screwed that one up. But Jack Smith is who I'm joined with today. Today, we're going to talk about some overreactions in baseball from the first week and a half. We're about two series into the season, and it's already been a lot of fun. Jack, we did this last year. Let's revisit how we did from last year.
We were honestly pretty good last year. And of course, you know, sometimes it's easy to say, yeah, what are people saying a couple weeks into the season? Of course, you know, this year, maybe like Corbin Burnes isn't going to be as bad as he has been. But there were some last year that we were back and forth on, and I think we did a pretty good job. We kind of pumped the brakes on people showing some love to the A's and Rockies because they both had hot starts, and we said, this isn't going to keep up. People were sleeping on the Cleveland Guardians, which they ended up winning the AL Central. I think when you pose it, you're like, are the Guardians not going to be as bad as people thought coming into the year? And we both said that people were sleeping on them, and that turned out to be probably one of our best takes of the early season last year. And then we also said that both the Mets and the Braves couldn't overreact to their starts too much because they were both going to be in the thick of things for the NL East, probably coming down to the last couple games. And we were right on that as well. So I would say we did a pretty good job last year judging whether things were overreactions or not, which is why you should listen to our opinions this year, I might add.
Yeah, we've got some good ones coming up. We can just go ahead and get right started with the first one. Jack, the Rays have just as good a shot at the AL East crown as the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Overreaction or not?
I'm going to say not an overreaction. And I think the reason I'm going with not is because it really hurt me to drop the Rays in my preseason predictions. I'm a guy that's been wanting the Rays to win something substantial for a long time. I always like to see the Rays do well because they're a smaller market team. They don't always have, you know, the same type of money dropped on players as a lot of other teams. And so I like to see it. I like to see it when they do well. But with the Guardians wild card series last year, I just couldn't bring myself to put them in the playoffs again. But I do want to make up for that and kind of, yeah, make up for what I said about them preseason by saying that I believe this is not an overreaction. I do seriously think that they have a shot at the division, even though I didn't think that they did coming into the year. And I think the reason that I'm thinking that is because of what I've seen from the offense so far. And I know that the competition has not been the greatest. They've played some poor teams on the field, but they still haven't lost a game. They've scored the most runs in the league. They've allowed the second fewest runs in the league. And if there was a team that I was going to be wrong about coming into the year, I agreed with you that it was probably going to be the Rays because they prove people wrong all the time. Finally, when I jump over to the other side and I start doubting the Rays, they start out like this 6-0 with everyone clicking on all cylinders. So I'm going to say not an overreaction. I really do think that the Rays will compete again for the playoffs and potentially the division.
I'm going to say this is an overreaction, and that's not to say that they have no chance. I think there's a chance, but to say just as good a shot is an overreaction. Like you said, they're just taking care of what they need to take care of. So that's good for them. They're doing what they need to do. They're playing the Tigers and Nationals the first two series of the year. They sweep them both, and now they're playing the A's, and then they got that series with the A's starts today, and then they play the Red Sox as the next series. It's a little bit of a cakewalk to start the year, and so props to them for taking care of what they need to take care of, and kind of this is where you want to be at. If you drop a couple, like, it's baseball, you can drop anything, and you're 4-2 instead of 6-0. That, I mean, 6-0 is a much better start than 4-2. But for the playing teams like the Tigers and the Nationals, I'm going to stick with what my opinion was preseason, and it's just, my opinion has not changed. And I still, like I said in the preview, though, I think they'll still be in the thick of things for that wild card spot. I was maybe trying to be a little bit different, going for them not being in the playoffs. I feel like people still have them in the playoffs, and I think if I remember correctly, they were my first team out. So I think they could still make the playoffs. I said that before, but I think just as good a shot as winning the division as the Blue Jays and the Yankees. I think those are going to be two teams that are up near 100 wins in the season, and I just don't see that from the Rays this year. I don't see three teams being around there, so I think more than them just playing better than what we thought would have to go right for them to win the division. It would also have to be the Blue Jays and Yankees kind of underperform, and they kind of drop games from teams they should win. Like, the Rays aren't doing. So that's what it could come down to is, you know, you see a series where you win 2 of 3, and the Rays are sweeping those series against the same teams. That could come down to be a difference. It's only one game at a time, but those add up if you continue to do that. So I think more than them just playing well would have to go right for them to win this division. But I think there's a chance, like I said, but not just as good of a shot. That's an overreaction.
I think that we both kind of thought that they'd be a middling kind of a team where they'd be sitting around that 500 level, maybe a little bit above, but I just, the way that they've played so far, I know that the competition is not great, but there is something to be said about not dropping a single game. Like, even good teams have lost games to bad teams, and we're going to talk about some of those teams later on, but the fact that they are 6-0, and everything looks like, yeah, this is the Rays team that we have seen in the past. The offense was the question mark in the wild card this year, and they've scored the most runs in the league through 6 games, and I really do like the lineup, but I think that I doubted it a little bit too much because I didn't understand the impact of a fully healthy Wander Franco, because you've got these guys at the top of the order, and Randy Arozarena, Wander Franco, Yandy Diaz, Brandon Lau, Isak Paredes, and then you probably add in a breakout guy because the Rays seem to have one every year. Right now it seems like it might be Jose Siri in the outfield. Like, that is 6 guys in the lineup that you feel really good about, and they, you know, get home runs from other spots in the lineup. They've gotten production from a lot of other people as well. And Wander, I know that, you know, we like to say, yeah, he could be so great. He might be already one of the best shortstops in the league. And if he stays healthy, I really do think the lineup is a lot better than the team that we saw in the wild card last year.
I do agree with you. And their offense is playing well. And it's their pitching that could be great as well. You saw Jeffrey Springs had that, I think, 6 innings, no hits performance. McClanahan's looking solid. Eflin was their big free agency signing, and then you get Glasnow back into the rotation at some point, hopefully soon. So there's definitely promising signs throughout that team, both on the offensive side and defensive side. I think Jeffrey Springs can be a big kind of breakout candidate in the rotation. Maybe that's lumping in with a little bit of an overreaction after one start. But he's got good stuff. I like what I've seen from him. So if they can get production from him, McClanahan could be even similar to what he was last year. And then Glasnow could come out and play well after his injury. I think his last couple starts of last season, he only had like roughly 5. But I think his last 2 or 3 were pretty good starts. So if he comes out and kind of is an above-average starter, there's 3 right there with potentially for more in the back half with Rasmussen, Eflin, who can perform higher. We've seen it before, and especially at the back end of rotation, you don't need him to be a 1 or a 2. So there's a lot of chances for this team to kind of have players that carry the load at different times. And I know it's kind of under the radar. Their names don't stand out to you when looking at their lineup, other than maybe Arozarena now. He's kind of turned himself into an international superstar after the WBC. But there's no like this one big guy who's a superstar on their team. And I think that's kind of almost what helps them a little bit. They have a lot of guys who are really good and kind of sneakily really good. And unless you're paying close attention to them, you might not realize it. And you might wonder why they win a lot of games. So like I said, they're going to be right in that conversation for a playoff spot is kind of where I'm getting at. And I just think the star power of the Blue Jays and Yankees at the top, if both those teams stay healthy, I think they're still better than the Rays.
You know, maybe we lump this in as a potential overreaction to Judge, but I think we're going to be looking at this in a month or two, and I think we're going to see that Wander Franco is that superstar that, you know, everyone thought he was going to be when he was the top prospect in baseball, and I think it was 18 years old. Like, I really do think that if he stays on the field, which, you know, he has so far this season, we're going to recognize him as that kind of superstar at least by the midway point of the season, by season's end. I do think we're going to recognize him as, yeah, though this is in competition for maybe the best shortstop in the league.
I think that's in a little bit of an overreaction. It depends on how loosely you want to say in competition. I would say there's probably about 5, I'd say, if I'm not forgetting anyone, 5 like elite shortstops. I would say Wander's just on like kind of the cusp of that. So I think he can enter that conversation where he could be among the top 5 shortstops of baseball. But to say he's the best, I think they just need to see a little bit more. And it's kind of, it feels like a cop-out answer. a little bit because he is so talented and he's fun to watch. And so I think he will be that superstar. But when I think of superstar, I think of like the big time names who have kind of provided it year in, year out. And I don't know if he's there yet for the Rays. He's kind of well on his way. But I think for the Rays, they don't really have that household name just yet. But he's obviously their biggest candidate to become it.
Yeah, I think they'll succeed either way. I think they're an above 500 team. I believe I predicted them to be above 500. It was just about whether they could beat out some of these other teams for the playoffs. And for me, it came down to them and the Guardians for that last wild card spot. And I mean, we saw the Guardians sweep them in a three-game series last year in the wild card. So I didn't have the balls to put the Rays back in the playoffs, but I do regret it a little bit. I think that they are on their way to proving you and I wrong. And so I would say not an overreaction to this.
Now let's move on. Our next overreaction is talking about the Phillies' run to the World Series last year. Was the Phillies' run to the World Series last year a fluke? And are they still kind of a playoff team, really bottom line? Jack, what do you think?
I think it's an overreaction to say their World Series run was a fluke. However, I do understand some hesitancy to think that the playoffs are in the future for the Phillies. They have not looked good so far this season. I think they have the single worst run differential in the league, and they're 1-5. But I think by saying the World Series run is a fluke, you're discounting what they did last year, because they're a team that if they make the playoffs, I would believe that they can go on a similar level of run the way they did last year. But with the injuries they've already had so far, namely Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins, and their play to start the season, I don't think it's an overreaction to be a little concerned about this Phillies team actually making the playoffs. I think you look at some of their performance so far, the starting pitching hasn't been great. The offense has been abysmal. They're one of the worst offenses in the league through just six games, and they have not played well against some teams that they probably should have beaten. And with the bullpen, too, which is one of the things that I did think was the fluky part of their run, if you wanted to point something out last year, because they really only threw a couple of bullpen arms the entire postseason and got away with it. Now they've got to throw everyone, and the bullpen has the single worst ERA in baseball so far. So I think it's an overreaction to say their run last year was a fluke, because we do believe in them going on another run if they make the playoffs, but I do not think it's an overreaction to think that it is not a foregone conclusion about them making the playoffs. I think that it makes sense to have a little bit of hesitancy to just immediately put the Phillies back in the playoffs, because they struggled to make it there last year with a similar roster. Now they're dealing with a Harper injury. They're going to have to throw the bullpen more. I don't think it's a great pen, and there's some good teams in the NL. So I'm not 100% sold on them making the playoffs, and I'm less confident than I was when the year started.
Yeah, I would say this one, talking about the Phillies' run being a fluke, I think it's sort of an overreaction. What I said there is a little bit of cop-out, but I think you could say the playoff run was a fluke, because how many things went right in kind of just their playoff run in general? And I say all the time, anything could happen in the playoffs, but they are a team that is kind of built for the playoffs. They're not super deep, but their top of their rotation is insane. They've got guys who have proven that they can perform in the playoffs, so they're kind of built for a playoff run, but it's about getting there. And I think they've built their team kind of to a point where, going into this year at least, we felt more confident that they were going to get there. But what I will say is that if given a do-over, I might take a few wins off of their record prediction that I think I had about 88 wins and kind of comfortably ahead of whoever was first team out of the wild card. I still have the Phillies as the third wild card team. And I just think we might have more of a race for that final wild card spot. I'd definitely still give it to the Phillies, so saying that they'll miss the playoffs is an overreaction. But like I said, there's some other teams that are playing well. The Brewers, who we're going to talk about, have been playing well. I guess you could sort of say the Giants. I mean, they're 3-3, but
better than 1-5.
It is definitely better than 1-5, so you're going to be there. If the season were to end today, the Giants are in the playoffs, so at 3-3, so there you go. Remember this moment, Jack. Remember this feeling.
Stop the count.
But as for the Phillies, they're getting production from some guys, but Schwarber and Realmuto are very much struggling. That won't continue. And the offense in general would just come around, and you get Bryce Harper back. They didn't put him on the IL, so he's hoping to come back. I think it was like by the end of May, they weren't ruling that out as a DH. So Harper coming around, coming back at least by mid-season, it seems like. And so you'll have him for that kind of thick of the season where you need him. And Nolan Wheeler were the two worst guys in the rotation once through. Nola had a 7.4 ERA and Wheeler had 8.3. That also won't happen. So it's just a couple things that haven't gone right. They figure over the course of a season will go right. And it's just, I guess you can say it's concerning, but it's not something that I expect to continue for those guys that have proven for multiple and multiple years that they're kind of the leaders of that team, at least production wise. And they're not producing. It's six games in. Any guys have bad 6-game stretches throughout the year. And Nola Wheeler, I think Nola might have two starts, but Wheeler only has one, maybe. It's just something you can't really judge stats off of, especially when these guys have such good track records. So I think those guys will come around. The offense will come around. So I think if you wanted to make a prediction for the remainder of the way and didn't have the Phillies in the playoffs, I'd say that's an overreaction. However, it's not an overreaction to say it might be a little bit closer than some of us thought.
Yeah, I think what's coming out now is a lot of the concerns that people had about the Phillies roster that they just weren't saying preseason, because it's like, oh, this is a team that just made it to the World Series. How can we say anything that's like negative about the Phillies? But I do believe that, you know, some people had certain doubts about the roster. I mean, you and I both agreed that, you know, we didn't think the bullpen was going to be all that great. They really, we had an episode last year at the end of the year when the Brewers played, like, I think their last 8 games at home, and the Phillies had all their last 8 games on the road, and we're like, how is Philly going to make the playoffs? And then they just snuck their way in, and after that, you know, the rest was history. They made the World Series. But I do think that people had some doubts about the way this Phillies roster is constructed. They had some doubts with the injuries. They just weren't vocalizing them because this is a team that just went to the World Series. And I think now that they're 1-5, you know, they got swept by the Rangers. They just won 1-3 against the Yankees. I think now people are letting out those concerns a little bit more. And so I do think it's an overreaction, but I agree with you. I'm not 100% set on them making the playoffs, which, you know, the good thing about that is they're in the National League, which I think will be easier to make that third wildcard spot potentially than in the American League. I think you have less teams kind of right on the cusp. It's really just them, the Brewers, and the Giants for me right now. And I know some people throw in the Cubs and the D-backs, but we'll see. The other thing that you got to point out is they did play all of those 6 games on the road. And if we're going to give the Astros a slight buffer for a World Series hangover, I think the Phillies are afforded that same thing as well, because they, you know, were right on the verge of winning a World Series last year and now have to come into this season knowing they fell just short. So, you know, a little bit of a hangover. They played longer than any other team last year. They had to start out 6 games outside of their home stadium, but now they get the Reds at home, so we'll see if they can turn things around.
Yeah, like you said a little bit, there was two camps of thinking, it seemed like, going into the season. The camp that was maybe a little overreacting to their World Series run, saying that Phillies were going to win over 100 games and win the division. And then there's people like us who said, you know, well, we saw those holes, like you said, didn't vocalize them, and had them still in the playoffs as that third wildcard spot, and with a little bit of a boost in their win-loss total. But like you said, there were concerns going into it. They're just really not as deep. They seem a little top-heavy. You look at Christian Pache and Edmundo Sosa are playing a lot for them early in the year. Bottom of that lineup just isn't great, and Hoskins being out hurts them as well. But with Trey Turner, Castellanos, Kyle Schwarber, Real Muto, and Harper when he's back, those are your big stars on offense, and if you get two or three who aren't performing, like they kind of are right now with Schwarber and Real Muto, kind of expose some holes. And if Nolan Wheeler have bad starts, the offense is good and has the potential to carry a team when a pitcher's having a bad day. But if you get a day where Nola gives up 5 runs and maybe 2 of those 5 stars go over, I don't know if the rest of that lineup is good enough to carry a team to kind of win a high scoring game. I feel like all of them need to be clicking. And so there's little issues towards the bottom of the order. So I think, like I said, there were holes in this team is what I'm trying to say. And I think with the Phillies, the over 162, they're going to see the effects of that a little bit. You can get around that in a playoff run like they did. And so we still think this is a playoff roster, but we'll see how it plays out over 162. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a race than people thought.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people came out and were very vocal about, you know, this team could win the NL East, but we didn't say they were a perfect team, but you don't have to be a perfect team to be a playoff team. But the 1-5 start is slightly concerning, but I would say pump the brakes on everyone saying, oh, the Phillies are back to being, you know, bad again. They're not going to compete because, like you mentioned, Schwarber, Realmuto aren't going to struggle for this long. They're still open to get Nick Castellanos back to hitting at some point, and hasn't been so far this year, but they're trying to get him back as well. Harper will come back, and, you know, they still have guys like Alec Bohm could play well. Bryson Stott could hit the ball well. Like, someone will break out for the squad as well. So I think that we both agree, overreaction on the Phillies not making the playoffs. But let's move on to the next overreaction that I want to talk about. Ryan, is it an overreaction to say that the Rangers and the Angels could both win the AL West?
Absolutely. Of all of these that we're doing, this is the one I'm most confident about. However, I do think both teams have a chance at the wild card. I had the Angels in preseason as being the third wild card team. I think that third wild card team is wide open, but I still have my faith division-wise in both the Mariners and the Astros. With the Rangers, their offensive production has been very encouraging because it's coming from everyone but Seager and Semien. Those have been their two worst hitters who have been consistently in the lineup for the first six games. And their pitching, DeGrom, had a great start the other day. I was at that game. Before that, DeGrom had a bad start in his first game, which they won anyway. They beat the Phillies, who we just talked about. So they are encouraging to where they're at. And I think there's a chance, maybe a better one than I thought, that they're a playoff team, because they sweep the Phillies. They did lose 2 of 3 from the Orioles. So I think over 162, I don't know if they're deep enough as well to be a team that is kind of beating up on teams they should win, and kind of teams that we think are similar to them. They're not going to be dominating those series, obviously. And as for the Angels, I think we know what the Angels are. They have potential with the top of that lineup with Trout, Ohtani, Taylor Ward. Excuse me. They have guys that can carry the load offensively, Hunter Renfro, but outside of that, they're not the greatest. And pitching is always a big question mark. Their starters are very solid. I'll give them credit for that. They've been good throughout the first time through, but they have potential to have their starter go 6 innings, 1 run, and be up 2-1 when they come out and lose 4-2 because the bullpen blows it up. So we saw that, I think, the first game of the year. Shohei went 6 shutout or 1 run, and they lost that game to the A's. So I think there's still a chance that both those teams are playoff teams. But as for the Mariners and Astros, the Mariners, it's a bit of a concerning start. They lost series to both the Guardians and then the Angels. So props to the Angels for beating one of the fewer division series that they'll get this season. Those are going to be important come kind of the stretch of the season, in August, September. So it's a bit of a concerning start for the Mariners. I still have belief in that roster. And the Astros is kind of just a weird start, but for some reason it's not concerning. It's pretty similar. 3-4 versus 2-5. The Astros 3-4 versus the Mariners. Pretty similar starts, but for some reason it's not concerning to me. They split with the White Sox. They lose the series to the Tigers. I believe both of those were at home as well. So it's a bit of a weird start, not being able to take care of business, kind of things we're accustomed to with the Astros, but for some reason that one's not concerning to me. I still have my faith in the Mariners and Astros to still win this division. So I think saying the Rangers and Angels have a chance is an overreaction.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that this is still the Astros division. I'm not concerned about their slow start. I mean, we've seen teams that have previously won the World Series have slow starts to the season. The Mariners, I am not concerned about, but I'm also not quite as confident in. Like, I would say, you know, I'm 95% confident that the Astros will bounce back. I'm probably like 80% confident that the Mariners will bounce back. I mean, the Astros, we have seen it year in, year out. The Mariners, they just made the playoffs for the first time. So I'm not saying, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to bounce back, but I still feel confident. So I think I agree. It's an overreaction that the Rangers and the Angels could win the AL West, but I do agree with you as well that you should be encouraged by their starts to the season, and I think that they are still both potential wildcard teams, but I think wildcard is kind of the ceiling for both of these rosters because they're just not as deep when you talk about the Astros and the Mariners. When you look at the season so far, I'm probably a little bit more excited and encouraged by the way the Rangers have been playing as opposed to the Angels. But I do want to see these teams play against some competition when that competition is playing well. I mean, the Rangers got the Phillies, who we just talked about, who have been struggling. The Angels started the season with the A's, and then they got the Mariners, who have been struggling. So I want to see these teams run up into some real competition. That first series that they play against the Astros will probably be a big one. And the first series they play against each other will be, you know, a very telltale sign about, you know, who's going to be this third spot. Because I know that we argued, I think I had the Rangers, you had the Angels, right, for third place in the AL West. And so it's going to be really interesting to see them play for the first time. But I am encouraged by the way that these two teams have looked so far. I mean, the Rangers were dominant in that series versus the Phillies. Their offensive approach was amazing. You had DeGrom shoving against the Orioles. And the Angels, despite that weird opening day loss where everyone just making the Angels jokes after game one, they've gone on to play pretty well since then. And you know, I don't think people are talking quite as much about the Angels because everyone kind of just assumes that, you know, they lost the game one the way they did last year, so they're not going to be good again. But they have had a good start to the season. And I do think that they are a team, just like the Rangers, which we both said in our preseason preview, that they could push for a wild card spot. And you know, I think you like the way that the early season has looked for both teams.
Yeah, definitely encouraged. And like you said, ceiling is wild card. And with the American League, I think they'll both be around low to mid 80 win teams. And that might be enough for the third wild card spot. But there's no way that both teams make the wild card in my mind. I think the Mariners are still one. The Yankees or Blue Jays are still another. So I think one of the Angels and Rangers could get it. I mean, the other teams that would push for them, Twins, White Sox, maybe Rays or Orioles too. So there is a lot of competition for that last wild card spot. But I think the Angels and Rangers are in that conversation for competition. And I mean, we definitely don't want to overreact on an Angels start because a couple weeks later, at this time last year, probably about a month into the season, maybe even further, the Angels were playing out of their minds, and they were at the top of that AL West for a while, and we were like,
"Can they win the division?"
Maybe not even an overreaction to say that there's a chance. People, and I think we're lumped into people saying this could be a team that wins that division, and kind of because we were both a little bit lower on the Astros going into the year to start. And does it kind of see the first month of the year kind of confirmed our suspicions? We were like, okay, we're geniuses. And then I think the Angels went on a stretch where they lost like, what, it was like 11 plus games in a row.
Yeah, I think it was even more than that.
Yes. So, I mean, we definitely don't want to overreact on the Angels team. They've been playing well, so it's encouraging. Obviously, you can't fault them for playing well, but if you're going to say they're going to be really good, there's precedent to say maybe slow down a little bit. We need to see a little bit more from them.
Yeah, and we've seen this from the Rangers too. I mean, not like we haven't gone and banged the drum for the Rangers and then they've let us down, but they haven't been good in a long time. And a lot of people think like, hey, maybe this is the Rangers' year, and then it quickly gets shut down. But I think it is encouraging to see the way that they've opened up the year, and especially going against the Phillies, the way that they won those games where they had those big offensive rallies. I want to give some shout-outs to Mitch Garver, Josh Young, who both have two homers each. Players I want to hype up on the Angels as well. Logan O'Happy, who was a guy that I thought we should have mentioned in the American League Rookie of the Year race, but didn't. He's 8 RBI so far to lead the Angels, coming up with those clutch hits, has a 140 WRC+. And Mike Trout has walked at a 28.6% rate so far this year. So he's leading the team in WRC+, but he doesn't even hit the ball very much because he is just taking the walks. Eventually, teams are going to realize they have to come in the zone against Mike Trout, and he's going to pound the baseball. And so, healthy start to the year for him so far, and like to see the way that those two guys have been playing. And so, just wanted to hype up some players before we kind of got out of this discussion. But I think I agree, overreaction to say these teams are going to win the AL West, but I am encouraged by the way that they have started.
Agreed on that one, and we can move on to now our final overreaction or not. The Brewers are playoff bound, one way or another. Jack, is this an overreaction?
I think it's an overreaction. I hate to say it. Brewers fans, I'm sure you've not been happy with me this offseason, and I'm not going to make you happy early in the season. I think it is an overreaction to say that the Brewers are going to the playoffs. If it's going to happen, it'll be because the NL is a little bit weak when it comes down to that last playoff spot. I mean, we've already talked about the Phillies struggling, and they were the team I had as the last wildcard spot just by making it to the World Series last year. But I think right now it's between, you know, a couple teams, so maybe the Brewers find their way in there. But I don't think that their start is completely telling of the team that they actually are. You know, I think some of the guys that they've had produced, they could be good players in the future for the Brewers. You're talking about Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer, both were very big prospects. Even Bryce Terang was a pretty big prospect in their system. But I really don't think that, you know, them two, Terang, Brian Anderson of all people, are going to carry this team for a full season. Because the problem with the Brewers last year, and one of the reasons I was down on them coming into the year this year, is some of their big-name guys like Christian Yelich just did not produce like they needed to. And so I think as the season evens out over 162, it's those guys like Yelich that are going to need to carry the team and stack wins to make the playoffs. And I just don't think that the offensive output that they've had so far, that doesn't include Yelich and some of those other guys, is really sustainable over a full 162-game season. And it's really not even coming from guys who are going to be everyday players. I mean, they swept the series against the Mets. That's an impressive win. But they've kind of consistently had the Mets' number, which is kind of funny. But I do not think this team is making the playoffs as of right now. So I would say it is an overreaction.
I'm going to go not a complete overreaction.
You're cheating on all these.
Well, it's because they've pushed the needle a little bit. Like what I'm going to say is, it's not like close the book, they're a playoff team. However, I think there's a much better chance than at least I gave them credit for. We both kind of said, this is a team that is a big candidate to be sellers at the deadline. So with the Phillies struggling, there's definitely a shot at that third wild card. But right now, I think their best chance is winning the division, which some we might not, think. We kind of think the Cardinals own that. I mean, they got the better lineup, better team on paper. But they've had some problems so far. Not only just struggling, they're 2-4 to start the season, currently last in the NL Central. But, I mean, they've had some clubhouse problems as well. The thing with Tyler O'Neill, who he's been some issues. So I saw this tweet. It was funny that could kind of make or break the Cardinals season. It said, this is either going to tear the Cardinals team apart or O'Neill is going to be a monster and be an MVP for the rest of the season because of this. But it's definitely a concerning sign to start the year being 2-4 is, I mean, not that concerning, but a little bit concerning in itself. And then you've got the public clubhouse problems with it. And some people didn't like the way that was carried out. So the Brewers being 5-1 and the Cardinals being 2-4 with some clubhouse problems, I think that might be the Brewers' best chance for the playoffs at this point, is potentially winning that division. And I mean, key players for them so far, you mentioned a couple, I'll add some stats to it. Garrett Mitchell, who is hitting .300 with 3 home runs, each of the 3 in the last 2 days, including a walk-off home run against the Mets, .213 WRC+. Bryce Terang, .313, .166 WRC+. Joey Weimer playing well with a .173 WRC+. And then Brian Anderson, who's looking like the signing of the offseason right now, hitting .500 through 6 games of the year with a .306 WRC+. And then you look at the rotation as well. I was kind of looking at their ERAs once through the order. It was like Wade Miley, 0. Freddie Peralta, 0. Woodruff, like .063. Lauer. The last starter is, I can't, Lauer was a low ERA as well. And then Corbin Burns with like a 9 ERA. So him being the worst through the once through the rotation is, it's definitely something, and definitely something that won't continue. So
he's thrown,
if you get
he's thrown twice too. Like he's had 2 bad starts.
Yeah, that's something we don't expect to see throughout the long season. And if you get production from those guys, we know Woodruff. You're high on Woodruff. Was he your pick or dark horse pick for the Cy Young?
He was my full pick.
So he was picky. I mean, he's a guy who can perform. And then Freddie Peralta has been a very high-end third starter in the past, and it kind of looks like an ace at times. And you get Wade Miley or Lauer to pitch well at the bottom as well to get some good starts. It's a team that, with offensive production from those guys, who obviously Brian Anderson's not going to put up a season where he has a .306 WRC+. But if guys perform and Yelich, I don't know. I wanted to say if Yelich performs, so we've been saying that for so long. But if guys perform, if those rookies perform, Garrett Mitchell, Terang, and Weimer are all rookies as well. So if you get those guys performing, kind of look like stars, team's dangerous and can perform, kind of another team that can kind of sneakily outperform you. And I think their best chance is the division. So if you were to say, all right, pretend this is the start of the season and these teams were starting with like this record and you wanted me to predict how the rest of the ways goes, I'd probably say the Brewers aren't a playoff team. So I guess if you want to go back to my cop-out answer, it's an overreaction to say they're playoff bound, but it's not a complete overreaction in my mind. I think there is a much better chance than I gave them credit for 2 weeks ago going into the start of the season.
We'll find out a lot tonight. I mean, these two teams play each other, the Brewers and the Cardinals. I will say on the Cardinals' behalf, I mean, they got the Blue Jays and the Braves to open up the season. So, and they're dealing with Wainwright on the IL as well. I think they're going to figure those things out. I did not like the way that they handled the Tyler O'Neill situation. I know that you kind of slightly mentioned that. Doesn't feel like the Cardinals to me. I mean, like normally they're a team that is very clean. You know, they keep everything in house. They're one of the more well-respected organizations in baseball. That didn't feel like the best way to handle that situation, coming out and publicly making those comments about Tyler O'Neill. I mean, I saw the video. I do agree. I don't think he was running quickly enough, but I mean, this isn't a Cardinals segment, but I do think that was handled the wrong way personally. But you know, it's just some of the guys you bring up. If we've already talked about the Rays, this team, the Brewers, is probably the Rays of the National League. They're a team that makes it work with whoever they throw out there, so they could prove me wrong, but I'm more confident about the Rays being the team I was wrong on than the Brewers, because I just still can't shake the feeling. I mean, this team traded away Josh Hader at the deadline last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. I am just not discounting the fact that they could trade some of these guys away, like a Corbin Burns, who he has his own locker room problems with the Brewers as well. I think they handled that the wrong way. So I think both of these teams are flawed. If you were to ask me, do I think this team is making the wild card or winning the division, like which would be more likely if they were going to make the playoffs, I still think I lean wild card. I don't think they're beating the Cardinals out for the division over the long haul, but it's definitely possible. I mean, they've had a good start to the season, but I am pumping the brakes a little bit more on this. And that could just go back to, you know, my biases coming into the year where I felt kind of like I was disrespecting the Rays, but I didn't really feel like I was saying anything too wrong on the Brewers. And so maybe this is just, you know, my hesitancy to drop both these teams coming out. Like, I was hesitant to drop the Rays. I wasn't too hesitant to drop the Brewers in my preseason prediction. So I do feel like it's an overreaction to say they're making the playoffs. But as we've mentioned a couple times, there's less competition to make the wild card spot in the National League. So it's definitely possible, maybe a little bit more probable than when the season started, but I am not banging the drum and saying, yep, sorry, I was wrong on the Brewers. I kind of don't feel that yet.
For me with the Brewers, like you mentioned the weak National League. Sorry, Jack, I don't think the Giants are... They'll be in that conversation towards like the middle half of the year, but I think when you look down at the final standings... If the Brewers aren't going to make the playoffs, I think they're going to be the first team out in the National League. And so you look at that with a struggling Phillies team. If they're going to be the first team out regardless, unless they go like complete fire sale on us and just get rid of everyone, which is possible. But I think if they keep their guys and miss out on the playoffs, they're going to be that first team out in the National League. So you get a few things, so you go your way, whether it's the Cardinals kind of imploding and not winning that division. Obviously you're in automatically there, but with struggling Phillies team, maybe they obviously struggle. Maybe a team gets hit with the injury bug and just underperforms in general. I think if there's going to be a team that we thought would make the playoffs and doesn't, the team to fill their spot is going to be the Brewers. So I think with the 5-1 start, it's encouraging for me. And I think it's a team that can still make the playoffs. I feel like they might be the team I'm wrong about, just because if I feel like if I'm not wrong on them, that means I was right everywhere else. And it's like, oh, okay.
That's not happening. Come on. I mean, we know that.
I'm not that good, but
But I think the Brewers can make the playoffs.
All I'll say, Giants have the best offense in the National League so far. Gonna throw them, and they've been shut out twice somehow. More home runs than anyone in the league. But, the Brewers, just like the Rays, I feel like are one of those teams where no matter what you predict going into the year, it's always going to be a roller coaster ride, and somehow they always manage to just sneak by. Last season they didn't, last season the Rays didn't perform well in the postseason, but it's hard. They're that fringe team where you can't be certain either way. If you're dropping them down in your record prediction, you're going to be like, oh, they're going to prove me wrong, aren't they? And if you are high on them, there's always that feeling of like, well, but like, look at the talent on this other roster. And so you're always sweating it out, but it's always interesting. And I think there's a shot, just like I said with the Rays. I still think that there's a shot, like we mentioned with the Phillies, the Rangers, the Angels. So all of these teams were just, six, seven games into the year. So I think everything's a little bit of an overreaction. We're just going to be excited to watch the rest of the season. Before we kind of wrap this one up, I want to know from you, one player that you want to shout out across Major League Baseball for what you've seen through the first couple of games. Because I have one that I want to shout out, and so I want to hear yours.
You go first, because I got to think now of who it's been. So you give your player first.
All right. I'm kind of cherry-picking off my fantasy team. But I'm going to go with Jesus Luzardo, a guy who I think a lot of people doubted coming into the year, and everyone kind of wrote him off when he was on the A's, and this is just yet another player the A's have traded away. But he has been awesome through his first two starts for the Marlins. He's thrown 12 and two-thirds innings, striking out just over 10.5 batters per nine innings, a .71 ERA, 2.05 FIP. He's been so good. He's just gross on the mound, throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, wicked off-speed pitches. It was my bold prediction in the Marlins season preview that he cements himself as the two starter, and I'm feeling pretty good about that right now. And I've got him in fantasy, like I mentioned. I'm just excited to see him go out there every time on the mound.
You caught me off guard here. I can't think of a player here.
I'll give you who started for the Dodgers last night.
Oh, Dustin May has been phenomenal. He went 7 shutout in his first start and 6 innings. One run yesterday. I was trying to think outside of the Dodgers, so that's where I forgot him. But Dustin May has been phenomenal. I love to see him. They, of course, lost one of his starts where he went 7 shutout and lost that game 2-1. So, but he got his first win last night. He's been great with a point whatever ERA, however that math works out. 13 innings, one run,
.69 ERA.
His stuff is just phenomenal. He had that 100-mile-an-hour pitch that went like out and back in on the inside corner. It was just, it's fun to watch. And he was my dark horse for the Cy Young. So he's been phenomenal. Thank you, Jack. He is who I will shout out.
He is another player that I have in fantasy baseball as well. But I will give a slight hats off to you. Ryan might beat me for the first time ever in fantasy baseball. Dealing with injuries on my team, we knew that we were going to have a slow start with Fernando Tatis Jr. on the bench. Let's go. But we know we're going to be in the playoffs, so we figured we'd let little bro have a win every once in a while. This would be, I believe, that would make you 1-6 against me all time, so I wouldn't go flexing your muscles too much. It's just week one.
All about what have you done for me lately, so I'll take the 1-0 start to the season. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I'll take the championship later in the year, just like I did it last year. But anyways, Ryan, before we wrap it up, is there anything else that you want to add before we kind of send it home and watch another weekend worth of baseball?
That's all I got. I'm excited to go watch some baseball.
All right, well, as Ryan said, that's all we've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Double Play Podcast. If you're listening on the audio platforms, you can go down into the description. You can find our social media. You can find Ryan and I's social media as well, where we're always talking baseball. Go follow us on TikTok. We, post a lot of content on there. And check out YouTube. All these discussions are always uploaded there, and you can see our beautiful faces on the screen. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've been Double Play Baseball, and we'll see you next week.